It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, your host this morning, and over there running the iPad is Miss Monica and our new helper, Tina Dobbs. It's so good to have you here this morning, Tina. We appreciate you coming in, and she's going to start helping us most of the time, I'm going to say. I think it was just an answer to prayer. I'd been thinking about her, and when I called her, she's like, I'd like to have something like this in my life to do. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a God That's thing. Awesome. Yeah. It is awesome. I'm telling you. Our guest this morning, Chasten Music. Good morning, Chasten.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you for a little while. I think last time you came, maybe I wasn't here. And so I missed you that time.
Yes, yes. But
anyway, it's always good to have you.
It's always good to be here.
If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send it to our Facebook page directly. We'll see it on there, and we'll pray about halfway through the program. Or you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or one other way, you can send it to our texting line, 580-485-0837. Our Facebook sponsor today is Grants Auction Realty. We appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. Grants Auction doesn't cost you more. They just make you more, and that's one of the things that I know from experience that they do. They've been one of our sponsors since we started this program in 1995.
Wow.
How about that? Faithful, faithful people. I think I've covered everything. Well, we do record in two parts, and it'll be posted on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program's over, if we don't have some kind of hitch. And sometimes we do, so you just have to be patient with that. I think maybe I've covered everything, Chasten. Will you pray to start us out?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. We thank you for the rain, Lord, that you've provided. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would just provide spiritual rain today. Lord, let us be open and receptive to your word. I just pray that you would just be with our listeners today. Pray that you'd bless them. I pray that you'd encourage them. I pray that this message today will just give them, Lord God, that extra boost that they need, Lord, for this week and for today. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, and thank you in advance for what you're going to do. All those that are watching and have needs today, we're just believing by faith today that the Lord is able to meet those. We give you praise and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to put your microphone over there so you can turn a little more toward the iPad. Okay, there.
All right. It's good to be here this morning, and, you know, I'm glad that my schedule allowed me to be here today. So
I'm glad, too.
A lot going on, and preached three messages yesterday, and but the Lord's been good. The Lord's been faithful and moving in a great way. Just want to share an encouraging message today that I actually shared with our church yesterday morning. And it's just a word that's just been stirring in my spirit. And I just pray that it brings encouragement today and brings hope to those that are listening. And I titled the message today, Keep Believing. And so no matter what we're facing or what we're going through, what it looks like, maybe the negative reports, we just got to keep believing that the Lord is able to come through, and knowing that he is able to come through, and not losing sight of that hope,
mm-hmm.
Not losing sight of that, and just keeping the faith. There's three scriptures that I want to share to begin with today. The first one's going to be in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. In these two verses here, I have them highlighted and marked in my Bible. And it reads this, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That's Hebrews chapter 10, 23 and 24. And then Ephesians chapter 3, 19 through 21. These passages read this. to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And that's one of my most favorite passages in verse 20 there. Abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works inside of us. And so the power that works inside of us, God is able to use to allow us to receive whatever we're in need of. And then in verse 21, to all generations, and I like that word generations there because that includes every single person. He doesn't exclude anyone, but everyone is included in this promise. And then I want to read 1 John chapter 5 and a couple of verses here. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This passage reads, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." And I love those verses as well. Many times, even as believers and Christians, we question, we have questions of God. Is God really going to come through? Is God really going to answer our prayers? Sometimes our carnal thinking comes in and says, you know what? Too much has happened in my life. Too much has passed, but we just got to be reminded, amen, the power of God that lives inside of us as believers in that faith, that no matter where we're at the present time, God is able to come through and elevate us to the place that he desires us to be. Sometimes when we think God's not answering our prayer or hearing us, and there's silence and nothing happening, that can also be an answer to prayer. That could be God's answer to what we're needing him to do. So just because it hasn't happened or come to pass yet does not mean that it won't. Amen. Because the Lord has already promised us. We've already read these scriptures here. These are just a few of the promises that the Lord says that we're able to have and that we're able to experience in our life. And nobody likes to hear the word no or wait or maybe. And, those are hard words for us to hear, but it's those words that make us stronger. Amen. When God says no, when God says wait or there's silence, actually we're getting stronger in our spirit, and we can know even when we hear that, amen, that this could just be a short time before the Lord says, now is the time. Today is the day. Mm-hmm. And so we can be encouraged by that today. Neva, did you have?
Well, I was just thinking, okay. I had every scripture underlined that you had said today, except that last one. But in the one in Ephesians 3:19-20, mm-hmm. I have written, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, I had written overflows. Abundantly. Yes. It overflows.
Amen.
So I'd made that little note in my Bible, but anyway, those are some of my favorite scriptures also. And I think about that last one, 1 John 5:14-15. Why, if it says, if we ask, do we not expect to get it?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And of course, I've heard people say, you know, if it be your will. Well, and I think, you know, God does have a plan for us. But one of the biggest things that we often stumble over or fail in is asking for healing.
Right.
We just, and we'll add that, if it's your will. Well, not one time in the Bible did anyone ever ask for healing that it didn't happen. Now, are we all going to die? Yes. Do we have to die of cancer? Well, we shouldn't have to. We may just die of old age. So, anyway, there's my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it comes back to, you know, our thinking, and we just got to continue to stay, you know, that's why it's so important that we stay in the Word, and that we continue to, just seek the Lord. But there's a promise, you know, for every doubt, for every fear, for everything, there's a promise of God for our life. There's still a promise. You talked about healing. There's still a promise, amen, for healing. There's still a promise for deliverance. There's still a promise for restoration, for salvation. Word of God says today is the day of salvation. It's not just for Sunday mornings or Sunday nights or church services. Someone right now can call on the name of the Lord for salvation, for them to be saved, for him to cover them with the blood of Jesus. And guess what? They can be saved this very moment. And so we just got to continue to see the big picture in what the Lord what the Lord has for us. Because the Word of God, we're talking about this Word right here, it's the living Word, it's already been spoken. It's already been spoken, it's already been said, it's already been declared. But what we gotta see is just because whatever we're facing or going through hasn't happened or come to pass yet, we've still got to keep believing for that. We can't quit, we can't give up, because it's still there and it's still for the taking. And I think this is where many times we stumble and that we fall, is we think, you know what, I've heard it all my life, I believe that it's possible, but I no longer believe that it's for me. And it's a tough place to be in, but we've got to have that mindset, no, it's still for me. And I think of all the times in the Bible, look at the woman with the issue of blood. All those years that they said there's no way, spent all of her money and everything, but she still had faith. There was something still inside of her that says, if I can just get to Jesus, I know that I can be healed. And how she pressed through that crowd and how she touched the hem of the garment and she received. She didn't quit, she didn't give up, and she kept believing. And so we must hold fast to that even ourselves. Amen. That confession of our hope. Amen. Our hope in Jesus, our faith in Jesus, it has to be without wavering. Because he who promised is faithful. Our God is faithful. And so our hope that we have in God, which it shall not be shaky, it shall not be questioned, and it cannot be faltering. Amen. It cannot be faltering. I'll put that on my notes. As believers, we should have an expectation that something great is still possible and that something great is about to happen. Amen. And so we've got to stay encouraged in the Lord, saying, you know what? We've got to expect that God is still able to do something amazing where we're at. Amen. I really believe something big, some miracles. You know, I'm just really believing for our believers, for believers today and for our listeners today, that something great is on the horizon.
Amen.
Someone needs that hope today. Someone needs that joy. They need that reminder. Amen. No matter where you're at today, there is still an amazing hope for you. Why is that? Because we serve a God that has amazing grace. Amen. Aren't we thankful for the amazing grace of God? And we've got to be reminded that God's ways is bigger than our ways. And I'm just believing for God just to do something even supernatural today in the lives of his people. You know, many people, they may be listening today, you know, life in general, the world, you know, dealt them everything, you know, dealt them just heartache and hurts and trials. And, you know, sometimes even within our own life, our, you know, every day has its own trials, has its own battles. And I call it being dealt the lemons. And every day we get dealt some kind of new lemons, but God is still able to make something beautiful and miraculous out of no matter what the world deals us.
That's right.
And so what the enemy means, amen, for evil and for destruction in our life, God is able to turn it around for good, amen, for greatness and for favor. And so I just kind of put that down. When we're dealt lemons, God can turn it into lemonade. God can make something useful no matter what the world and what this life tries to bring up on us. So we cannot and will not go against the word. We must not go against this word of God. We must cling to it. We must receive it for ourselves. We must believe it with everything in us that God is able to do it. As we read in Ephesians chapter 3 and 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Again, everyone is included in that. God is no specter of person. The Bible even tells us that it rains on the just and it also rains on the unjust. He never told us that it's going to be always perfect, that's always going to be glorious. Some of the hardest days that you'll face and go through is as a believer and being a Christian, but God's always there to help us out. That's what's so awesome about our faith in Christ. That's what's so awesome about our salvation is we're not facing and going through these things alone, but Christ is there helping us and backing us up. His Spirit continues to live inside of us to empower us, to encourage us, to give us everything that we need. You know, we just can't live off, you know, of sweets in our life as though it'd be awesome if we could. Sweets does not give us all the nourishments that we need. We've got to have vegetables. We got to have water. We got to have all these things to keep the earthly body going. And it's the same way for us spiritually. Amen. This word is our spiritual nourishment and nutrients that we need to keep our spirit man alive and to keep us reminded, amen, that we've got to keep on pressing on. We got to keep believing. We got to keep trusting. We got to keep doing the things that the word of God tells us to do and that the Lord tells us to do. Anybody have anything like to share on that? No? Okay.
I'm working on prayer requests, so I'm just listening with one ear.
Yeah. Oh. You know, we all face different things that we're wanting God to do in our life, and we're talking about sometimes when the answer's no, or it seems like God's not answering us or coming through. But what we got to understand and know is that whatever we're believing God for, God desires to do even more. And so, whatever we're needing God to do right now in this very moment, we can multiply that out by a million or by a billion, and that's really what the Lord desires to do. And so, when we're believing for healing, amen, maybe just a physical healing, the Lord wants to heal more than just that physical wound, but he also wants to heal, amen, the wounds deep inside of our heart and our spirit and who we really are. And so, and I'm thankful for that, you know, that the Lord's not just, that he takes his time and does not just put a Band-Aid over what we need, but he gets down to the core of it. Because we serve a God that does full, complete restoration in every area and every aspect of our life.
Amen. You know, Chastain, I'm going to share a little testimony here. Angel, my grandson, my sweet little grandson, he's 9, and we just went through an ordeal and a situation in June, and my neighbor passed away, and so the circumstances were not easy, and we picked up, and we went to stay with my mom for a little bit, and I came to a place where I was ready to go back home to our home. But Angel, my little grandson, he didn't feel comfortable and safe at the house. Not that he didn't feel safe with me, but the house. He was having nightmares and stuff. And so we went over there to feed the dogs. And I told him, we had a talk, and I told him, I said, well, buddy, Granny's ready to come back home. The anxiety and stuff, you know, is gone, and Granny's ready to come home. And he started to tear up and said that he wasn't ready to come home. And me at my mom, at my house, when he's with me at my house, at the house, he has chores. You know what I'm saying? He's got certain chores, like, you know, and at my mom's, not so much, you know, because it's my mom's. I love you, Mama. Let me throw that in. And so I didn't know if he was playing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know if he was playing it, you know, or if he was genuinely, you know, feeling that way. And so I told him, I said, well, buddy, Granny don't know. So what I want you to do is I want you, because Granny can't see your heart. I can think what I want to think, but Granny can't see your heart, baby. But our best friend Jesus sure can. So what I want you to do is I want you to pray and give it to God and pray. And he will make a way for you.
Yes.
He will make a way. And another thing Angel would pray for is a mom and daddy. He wanted his mama and daddy. But that's not possible right now. The circumstances, that's just not possible right now. But God.
Yes.
But God. The Christmas in July weekend, we were working. We were helping Miss Neva out there, I was. And Pastor Dwight and Sharon's daughter, Brooke, and her husband, Tim, offered to take guardianship of Angel. And whenever I came home, I prayed about it and talked about it. And I talked to Angel about it. His little face, when I told him that they wanted to take over guardianship of him, he just melted. He looked up and just melted. And he said, Jesus heard me, Granny. I said, yeah, he did, baby. And he made a way. And not only did he make a way, if his mom gets 10 years in prison, he will be 19 years old when she gets out of prison. If she gets 10 years, they are willing to adopt him. And when I told him that, he just began to weep and hugged me and held me so tight. And we just embraced and was thanking God. You know, it's like when we pray, we have to have that expectation of answer.
Yes.
From our Father. Like when we order a package online. When we click that buy button, it's ours. We're just waiting for it to show up in the mail. We're just waiting for that sweet package to arrive on our porch.
Amen. Beautiful.
Thank you, Monica. Keep believing.
Amen. Yeah.
And trusting.
Yeah, that's
trust
right.
And believing.
Absolutely. Right. You know, just continuing to believe that the Lord's making a way, and continue to make a way, and beautiful testimony, you know, and it just goes back to, you know, just having that confidence in Christ, just having that, keeping that confidence mm-hmm. in him, you know, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. That's the scriptures that we just read just a moment ago, and so this word of God is our petition, and so we got to ask ourselves, do we have the confidence? Do we have the confidence that he hears us, and do we have the confidence that he is able and will come through?
Mm-hmm.
And what's so hard for us to understand and grab a hold of is all the negativity and the negative things around us, but God, there's so much more positive as well. And so even when it comes to healing, because healing is a big one, because many times we pray and pray and pray for someone and still they pass away and we never see their physical healing on this side. But even what I shared last night in our services is that just because we didn't see it on this side of heaven does not mean that they didn't receive it on that side of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's still the healer, whether it's here or there. God's still going to heal. God still makes a way. God's still going to come through for us. And so, you know, it's just breaking those things off of our life, you know, breaking that mindset and all. And that's what's so powerful about Christ living on the inside of us. It's when the Word of God says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we've got to live in this world, but we don't have to be of this world.
That's right. That's right.
And so
I think one of the most challenging situations, the reason we let these things slip away is because we are not fed regularly like we should be, right. Which means you've got to get in the Word. The Word is written for us to learn, to read, to feast on. And if we don't, you know, we hear this example a lot. If you just went to the table once a week to eat a physical meal, you'd be dead before long. Well, that can happen in your Christian life, too. Your Christian life can just wither away, right, if you're not feeding it. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that we have got to do. We've got to get in the Word so that we see it with our eyes, hear it with our ears when we read it, and know and believe it's written, it's true, and if it weren't, it wouldn't be in there.
Amen.
So
that's right.
That simple. Do it.
Yes. You know, if there's a reason why, you know, it says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and there's darkness all around us, and to stay on that pathway and to stay on that straight and the narrow, we've got to have the light, and that's what this is. It's a lamp unto our life so it can light our pathway. And so we're almost to the halfway point, but we're going to continue on here after we do our prayer request. Is we're going to talk about how we speak and how we speak life or how we speak death and how we speak, how we pray, how we confirm these things, because what we speak is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
What we speak determines on what we're able to receive and what we don't receive. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about.
Okay, we do have several prayer requests. This first one, we want to continue to pray for L.C. Price, who still needs a miracle healing. He's in Cleveland, Ohio, at a special cardio hospital, and he's had some major procedures concerning his heart. And the last I knew, Friday, he was still in ICU, but they were going to remove the heart pump that day, which was helping his heart without so much challenge, you know, working. And Anna hasn't posted anything since that time. But one thing she said in one of her posts is, no news is good news. So, you know, when I don't have time to post, just continue to pray.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. Also, we want to continue to pray for Gaylord Roper and another friend we have, Jonathan Lester. Both of them are dealing with cancer. They're both doing some treatment, but I've prayed with Jonathan a number of times, and we're believing, he's a young man, 45, 46 years old. We're believing that he is going to be completely, totally healed.
Yes.
Even though the doctors have said, yikes, you know. I mean, we heard that with Joe last year. It's like, you know, sorry, bud. But we're just believing that Jonathan is going to be healed. And then we want to pray for the family of Julia Potter, who went to her heavenly home this past Friday.
All right, let's lift these needs up in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father,